This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Of Free Talk Live. Find out more about us at freetalklive.com. I'm told the website has been changed, updated.
Has it?
Yes.
For the better, I hope.
That's the idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not always the case.
I do the show. I don't frequent the site, so I haven't really been there. But
let's get that merchandise tab working again.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I could use a Free Talk Live t-shirt, hoodie, something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be great. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
Ridgey Ridge. I'll stop now.
Thank you. He does sound like a poor impersonation of
Batman.
The Batman.
Yeah.
Which one? Bruce, like Robert Patterson or Bruce?
The one with the mask.
Right? Yeah.
That helps.
The one with
the Batman that wears the mask.
Not Batman, the villain.
I'm Batman.
No.
Oh, Bane?
Bane, yes. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. That's the guy. That's who he reminds me of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Batman.
Well,
it's the Christian Bale Batman.
Okay. No, Squidward doesn't remind me of Christian Bale Batman. Your imitation of Squidward reminds me of Christian Bale Batman.
Right, and I think he's trying to do his best Christian Bale Batman.
He's like Wish.com.
Right. But Bane didn't have a really deep voice, at least in the movie series.
I guess it was just modulated, right?
Okay. You know? Yeah.
I wonder, too, like, does Squidward sit around, like, you know, in front of his mirror practicing?
Probably.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say on Free Talk Live tonight. Like, it's not that serious, bro.
Yeah. Well, he is an autist.
Especially on Sundays, but... at any rate, we have...
Don't blame it on me again.
Yeah, of course. We do have a number two story to get to. We've got some other stories, but first, let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live and go to some of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
You are correct. Thank you, Captain.
It's on your mind.
And Nikki and Ricky Rick.
Ricky Rick.
Sorry. I want to bring up, I think this applies both to Ross Ulrich and Ulbrich. That's Ulbrich, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ian Freeman, I think that both of these individuals have scared the living hell out of the powers that be, the Fed.
That seems like a stretch, but carry on.
Well, the fact is that they are both promoting things that if these promotions are successful, we're able to truly get a free drug access or crypto access, basically these guys would be just completely out of business, and we're a long ways away from that. I know that.
Yeah, that's part of why I don't think, like, if that's the case, they're trying to stem the tides way early on, right? Like putting Ross Ulbricht in prison hasn't stopped the underground trade of narcotics online. Right, putting Ian Freeman in prison is not going to stop the trade of cryptocurrencies online or offline. Nor is it going to stop romance scams, right? Like in the grand scheme of things, it's such small potatoes.
But it's small potatoes. But the fact is that they're all, you know, these prosecutions, these judges, and these law enforcement idiots out there are you know, they're believers in their stuff, and they don't want their stuff messed with.
Yeah, no, I get that. But take the case of Free Talk Live,
and they've got to. They've got to take every opportunity to punish.
They will take every opportunity to punish. But again, take the case of Free Talk Live, right? This show has been the largest voice for the ideas of freedom and liberty for like two decades, right?
Right.
And the libertarian movement is still small and stagnant on a large scale. Right, we can make a claim for New Hampshire where we get the best activists from across the country looking to move here.
Yep.
But any other place, right, it's still a nothing burger. Right, the libertarians make no headway. They do nothing. They can't make any progress. And here, the libertarians have to like usurp other parties to get in. And that's after two decades. So it's not like Free Talk Live or Ian Freeman or Ross Ulbricht is going to convert a significant percentage of the country to these ideas. It's just more like a signal letting people know that we exist and you ought not feel alone where you're at.
Right.
We're past three decades for me. Because I moved in 1991 and I've been, you know, active on some level that whole time. But the fact
and
is...
And how many hearts and minds have you converted with 30 years of activity, though?
Yeah, I don't know. But some...
Significant or insignificant? Like, would you break it down into those two categories?
I can't judge because I've been talking this for the whole time, and people on occasion give me a decent listen.
If you take away the fact that I do this radio program and Beard Talk Live, the podcast, or live stream, whatever you want to call it, if you take those away, I would say that I definitely have converted an insignificant number of people to the ideas of freedom. And I'm just saying that it's not that I haven't converted any, but like, you know, the handful of people that may have come around because they knew me and listened to what I was spouting off about, you know, who went, hey, you know what? You're right about this. It's a small number of people.
Yeah, probably less than 100 when there's over 7 billion in the world. It's like,
Even the big ones, right? We mentioned Mises and Rothbard and all of like insignificant on the grand scale.
Yeah. We only need somewhere in the range of, some thousands.
Well, but we need them here, right? That's why it's a beacon to let those already on the path, like, have a direction to travel.
Right.
What I think is the bigger effect that's been going on this whole time is the media. The media is starting to, you know, pay attention, and we're getting a lot more noticeable.
No, we're not. The major media makes no mention of the libertarians in New Hampshire or the Free State Project.
That's not true. The New York Times did several articles on various Free Staters and happenings.
Okay.
And I'm sure there were other, you know, major news sources as well. I mean, they're not talking about it like every single week, but
they're talking about other things on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC where everyone's going.
That's what I'm thinking is the bigger thing is that they are, you know, they had the big Boston thing, you know, the
NBC Boston. Liberty Lives in New Hampshire.
That's local. Right. Yeah. That was a local Boston affiliate.
Yeah,
but it was...
The most national attention the Free State Project has gotten were the Robin Hooders in Keene on the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
And they were made fun of and ridiculed.
Boy, you're awful negative there.
You're welcome.
Factual. I mean, these aren't, he's just illustrating the work that still needs to be done.
Well, the particular facts that are negative, or you can, put up the good stuff. I mean,
show me the good stuff.
There's all kinds of stuff going on that makes a difference.
All right, let's talk about it.
Particularly to the politicians.
All right, let's talk about it. Pick one.
I'm 71 years old. Try not to pick my memory here too much.
You got 30 years of experience. I'm sure there was one good thing that happened in 30 years that's on the tip of your tongue. If you want to talk about the good stuff, let's talk about the good stuff. They bring up the knives. All right, you can carry and cut a knife you want in New Hampshire now. All right, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I can already carry a gun.
The laws that pass, the constitutional carry is in effect.
Is that? Are you attributing that to libertarians and Free State Project members?
Well, yeah, absolutely, because they're the ones that are active in the general core.
Then how do you explain it on like the 17 or 18 other states that have also moved to constitutional carry?
Well,
it's not libertarians and free staters.
All together.
It's not all together.
Those
are individual efforts in other states.
The people that are supporting that have a libertarian nature.
Not necessarily. A lot of them are just right-wing constitutionalist Second Amendment supporters.
Yeah. And that's not a good...
No, I'm just saying it has nothing to do with libertarianism and the Free State Project movement.
Oh, no, I you keep bringing up libertarianism, and that's a small L. Libertarianism.
Okay. If you want to talk about the big L.
The party is not the big deal here. It has never been. And I don't know that it ever will be.
Well, then we're definitely talking about the small L. And I don't think it's libertarians that have gotten constitutional carry passed in 18, 19, 20 some odd states. It's right-wing Second Amendment supporters. Usually conservatives.
Yeah, that some of these people voted for it here in New Hampshire.
I get it. Then explain the other 18 states. And I'm that's number's probably not correct, but it's in that range. Right?
No,
like
I
a decade
know.
Ago, there was one state with constitutional carry. Now there's like two dozen. And it's not the libertarians doing it.
Well...
For me, I think that the number one beacon is the NH exit platform, right? The movement to secede.
Okay.
Aryan.
So what does that platform do, and how effective has it been?
You know, the country identify who claims to be voluntarist or small L. I mean, we're talking a whole slew of different political positions that are called liberty.
Something's funky with your phone there, Bad Slave. It's just weird. I don't know that we can overcome it. So thank you for the call. We appreciate you. NH exit, as a concept, to me, it's kind of like prepping. Right?
Sure.
Disaster preparedness, right? That kind of a thing. However you want to look at it. Doomsday prepper, whatever you want to look at prepping. Like, I look at NH exit as a statewide prep.
Okay.
Right? They don't look at it that way, or at least I don't think they do, but I look at it that way because I think having the idea of seceding from the Union as sort of a you know, a get out of the S hits the fan card,
right,
is the proper thing to do. If we have people already pushing to, you know, sort of declare our independence from the Union,
sure, right,
as a state, I think that will benefit us in the long run when the federation of these states collapses because the dollar dies.
Okay. But again, New Hampshire is not the only state.
No, not at all.
Who's pushing for some sort of secessionary movement.
And they're not the first.
Right. And in those other states,
it's not the libertarians
leading the charge.
Right. It is here.
It is here. So fine.
Yep.
Here. But that's why we're the beacon, right, to get those people here
right.
to assist with that process. But everywhere else, it's insignificant and not a libertarian thing.
Yep. You speak facts. Well said. All right. Moving on. Let's talk about our number two story.
Our number two story.
This from News21 Channel KTVZ.com.
Got enough random letters in there?
In somewhere.
It's usually four.
I don't know where this particular channel is out of. But at any rate, the headline reads, couple suing Disney World claims water slide caused painful wedgie.
An atomic wedgie.
Comma, severe injury.
Finally, some good content.
But you didn't like the Ross Ulbricht stuff?
No, I liked that. It's just the painful frickin' conversation with Bad Slave. It's like, finally,
if only we could do the show without the cars.
Finally, some hard hitting, you know, atomic wedgies. This is what I've, you know, this is what I've been waiting for.
This is why I come to the Sunday show.
Yes.
Okay, now, have you guys been to, you know, water
parks? I've been to water parks, yes.
Yeah, okay. Have you gotten a wedgie? Like not like kids coming up and giving you the but like okay. you know from on sliding on a thing that's supposed to be more moist than it is or whatever.
Not that I recall.
Okay. Yeah.
But I've been down. I've been down like the 250-foot straight down drop slide.
Yep.
Whoa.
Right, like that's good times. And I don't remember getting a wedgie. And you know,
I remember not a water park. Do you guys remember these? These are just big slides.
Okay.
Yeah, like regular slide.
You'd have to climb up a, you know,
a ladder.
Like a, you know, a staircase that was, you know, bendy and whatever, and wait in line. And you know, when you finally get to the top, there's like, I don't know, 8 or 10 or 12 lanes, if you will.
Yeah.
And
you're talking about like in the carnival
with the potato sack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. With the burlap sack.
But you have to wedge off one of these.
But
that's what the sack's for.
Right. So I didn't get a wedgie. But what happened is, and I don't know how it happened, but somehow, like, somebody told me to, like, grip onto the burlap sack with your hands to keep it under your butt, but lean back, right, as you're going down the hill, right? That's the advice I was given. It's my first time going down one of these
Reduce things. The drag, sure. Yeah. Okay.
And so what happened is, as I'm going down, for whatever reason, like, the force of going down the slide wouldn't allow me to keep my head up. Right? Because I'm leaning back.
Okay.
And I'm trying to look forward, but for whatever reason...
Trying to tuck your chin?
Yeah, I'm trying to tuck my chin, but it's not working. And so my head, as I'm going down the slide, bangs repeatedly off of the bottom of the slide as I go down. So I hit my head, I don't know, 6-8 times. Bam, bam, bam. Going down, yeah.
Come on, that's what the helmet's for.
And I was like, what the heck happened? And I told, I don't know, it was my brother or a friend of mine, whoever I was there with. They're like, well, what happened? And I'm like, I was told to do this. They're like, well, that's dumb. You should never do that. Like, now you tell me.
It was a practical joke from a friend.
I probably did it once to try to go faster. I feel like I was set up. The next time, because once you go down the slide, the first thing you do is you grab that burlap sack and you run around to the beginning of the line and get back in line, right? Because you're like, I'll go again.
Yeah.
So the next time I went down face first.
For like two more tickets.
I went down face first, like belly style.
Okay.
You know, and it was great.
All right.
I was like, oh, I'm Superman. Hey, woo, woo, woo. catching some air in between the bumps.
You got to make that the last ride because I think they frown upon that aspect of it, and you might not be able to get back in line after that.
This is a long time ago, too, okay. Before they had
before they had all the boring rules.
Right. Yeah.
Boring.
It was a pure metal slide back then, too. None of this plastic.
Yeah,
like, there wasn't even anything that resembled a lifeguard on this thing. You know what I mean? Like there is at parks now, but like back in the day, it was just like, are you wearing the wrist thing? Yeah, okay, we'll go.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Guy at the bottom, guy at the top, nothing like that back then. All right.
They had a guy taking tickets at the bottom or checking your wristband or whatever, and then the guy at the top, like, handing out the burlap sacks if you didn't already have one.
What's the worst that's going to happen? You smash your head and get a concussion?
fall off the 40-foot slide.
Somebody gets stuck mid-slide.
At that point, you're already dead. I mean, what are they going to do?
All right. So,
take responsibility. Pay the insurance claim.
A couple suing Disney World claims water slide caused painful wedgie and severe injury.
Don't wear a thong on the water slide.
A painful wedgie isn't a severe injury.
I think that was.
I don't know. Depends on the wedgie.
I mean, atomic wedgie maybe, but...
They don't say atomic. What's the difference between a wedgie and an atomic wedgie?
Atomic wedgie is when you get the elastic behind the back and then over the head.
Right.
Over the head makes it an atomic wedgie.
Makes me uncomfortable just thinking about it.
All right. How is that possible? Like,
well, you usually break the elastic.
And
I
think that only happens in cartoons. I don't know if that's a real thing.
Okay.
Do you have
experience with such things?
Not receiving.
Okay.
Okay.
In order to perform the atomic wedgie appropriately, it does require a bit of practice. You have some repetition in there to get it right. Otherwise, it just you do it wrong and then you get laughed at.
Yeah.
You know.
Poor technique.
Poor technique. I'm sure you can find videos online of how to properly administer an atomic wedgie.
It's pretty much just break the elastic and then get it over their head.
All right. This from Lake Buena Vista, Florida. A couple is now suing Disney World after they say a water slide caused a painful wedgie and severe injury. Okay, now they've thrown the and in there in this
particular. Bleeding. Red in the pool.
The lawsuit filed in Orange County on Wednesday. Wait, Florida has an Orange County too?
Yeah.
I mean, they're known for oranges.
Yeah,
right?
I know, but like, I always think of Orange County as California.
Same here.
Anyway, lawsuit filed on Wednesday is focused on Typhoon Lagoon. Must be the name of.
I mean, who goes there and it's like, you don't expect to get a wedgie there? I mean, that's the first thing I think of. Like, I'm definitely getting a wedgie when I go to Typhoon. Typhoon? Okay. That sounds pretty intense.
I mean, it's a lagoon, though. This has nothing to do with the slide.
It's focused on Typhoon Lagoon and the 214-foot water slide there called Humunga Kawabunga.
There you go.
Yep.
That sounds more like a wedgie inducer.
It does.
Okay.
I mean,
Humunga.
I don't read that and go, oh, I might get a wedgie, but I also take heed at the fact that it's 214 feet.
You might.
And called Humunga Cowabunga. According to Disney, people plummet down a near vertical 5-story drop. Riders go without a raft or tube. We'll tell you more about our number two story here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. More is on the way.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union says its two-week strike against Detroit automakers will spread to 7,000 more workers.
I'm calling on Ford's Chicago Assembly Plant, and I'm calling on GM's Lansing Delta Township to stand up and go out on strike.
On October 2nd, 2023, the Supreme Court starts a new term as it considers another round of significant cases. It could have a long-term impact. Questions related to the First Amendment's free speech clause, Second Amendment restrictions, and election redistricting. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
I think we need to move on with new leadership.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican said that McCarthy can't be trusted, claiming that the Speaker lied to President Biden and lied to conservatives. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We are back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Back, forth, forth?
Yes.
Going to go back and forth? Back and forth?
It's like that band name Oscillator. I was going to book them for one of our shows, but I was back and forth about it.
Okay.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, should you wish to join us, is 603-283-6160. I see there's a couple calls on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. Before we go on, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. That is one of the things I love about Dash, is that they're decentralized. Every month, 10% of the mining reward goes into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash Master Nodes. The Master Nodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. Thank you to the Dash DAO for sending us here at Free Talk Live 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's dash.org. All right, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's your boy.
Ricky?
Oh.
Hey, Ricky, you there?
Ricky?
Ricky going once. I can't hear you. Is your phone muted or something? Ricky going twice. We can't hear. Hey, try giving us a call back. Let's go over to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please? You're live on the radio.
Hello there. This is Paul.
Hey, Paul. Where are you calling from?
Richmond, Virginia.
You're not north of Richmond, though.
No, and we did the same line last time. I called you last month. You gave me some great libertarian books to read.
Kevin's got a short range of jokes.
Yeah, I got dad jokes all day long.
Yeah, me too. Just want you to know how much I absolutely love your show. I had two quick questions. I'm learning as I go, so bear with me. I've done these quizzes on the web, like where do you stand or what party are you and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I always come on the border of either Libertarian or Constitution Party, and I've done some vague reading online, and it's like, well, I think the one of the differences are Constitutionalists are a little more on the religious side. What's the layman's term difference between a Libertarian and a Constitutionalist?
Libertarian has no use for the Constitution.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. Well, I guess that was easy.
You're welcome.
And
I like to keep it simple.
And and then I was going to ask you guys. I had never heard of the Free State Movement, and I looked online, and is it a more New Hampshire isolated movement, or what is it really?
It is absolutely a New Hampshire based movement.
That's the state.
Yeah, right. So the state that we're trying to free is New Hampshire. So back in the day, a bunch of people got together and were like, hey, what if we tried to migrate a bunch of people to one area that were all liberty-minded and see if we could make a difference?
It was a PhD dissertation.
Right. And so everybody went, yeah, that's a good idea. They had meetings about it, online stuff. You know, everybody joined in. And they're like, okay, well, where are we going to go? And there was, you know, a bunch of people proposed different places and, you know, gave arguments for the pros and cons of each of the different places. And this early group of people decided that New Hampshire was the right place based on a whole bunch of things. New Hampshire has, an international border to the north of Canada.
101 reasons to move to New Hampshire.
Right. There's a whole film about it. It's got a port.
Is it really? Wow.
Yes.
Free on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's 101 reasons
to
move to New Hampshire.
I think it's 101reasonsfilm.com, I believe.
Yeah. Or just Google it on YouTube.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
So some of those reasons are outdated, and some years ago there was a proposal to update it, and I don't know whatever became of that. But it's still, that'll give you some history.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. I lived in Nashville for 5 years, my little town. But I'm from Dallas originally, so I know that there's... Everyone always likes to throw cliches about Texas seceding and all that good stuff. But anyway, I'm going to look up that documentary, and I want to make sure I can figure out exactly where I stand in the parties, because every time I answer these questions on the web, they always come back at me and be like, you're a constitutionalist.
Go ahead,
just real quick, I want to say something. I think, and you might disagree with this, so you know it's totally fine, mm-hmm. but in my opinion...
Mm-hmm.
It kind of doesn't really matter what your label is, right? Like I do think it's important to, you know, get your values down and like, you know, concretely, like, you know, study whatever, research, decide what you believe in, and, you know, make sure you mm-hmm. have good reasons for why you believe in that, you know, whether it's ethical, logical, whatever.
Sure.
But for mm-hmm. me personally, like I guess I classify myself as a lot of different things. Normally it's either a libertarian or an anarchist or a voluntarist. And I guess, you know, sometimes those words can be synonymous, whatever, ANCAP, yep. lots of different things. But at the end of the day, I don't really care about any of those labels.
Well,
and
I agree.
I don't always fit perfectly into those labels, and I would argue that about anyone. No one's going to fit perfectly into the label. And maybe I'm just not a big fan of labels in general.
Yes.
But they can be very helpful. So, yeah, like it can be helpful to figure out what it is that you are and what it is that you believe in. But you might find that there's a lot of overlap. Like, you could be both of those things, right? Because there is some overlap there.
Let me disagree with Nikki ever so slightly. Ian Freeman.
No, I won't let you.
Okay. Carry on.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Ian Freeman recently did an interview, and you can check out the Free Talk Live archives for it. And in the interview, the idea of labels and these online quizzes came up, right? And what he said was, and what I would recommend or suggest that you might want to do is when he came up with anything other than pure libertarian, he declared that there was something wrong with his thinking that needed to be remedied. And so the areas where he was not pure libertarian on, he researched and found a way to get to the libertarian position. So if you're struggling, if you're on the borderline between pure libertarian and constitutionalist, right, what is it about the Constitution that you find so valuable that you need to hang on to? And can you find the libertarian perspective and come to terms with that and adopt that position instead?
To me, like, that's kind of strange because I'm not, like, just, and I'm just, again, speaking about myself personally, I'm not trying to be anything, right? Like, I'm not trying to be, like, the most libertarian person.
Why not?
Because I don't care about that. I don't care about being a libertarian, really. I'm kind of just trying to find, like, within myself, what is the most logical and what is the most ethical way. Like, I'm trying to do a lot of, like, you know, I'm going to get hippy-dippy here, but, like, a lot of soul-searching, like, looking within and kind of taking it to a spiritual level, because that's how I like to do things, and just, like, really figuring out what it is that I believe in and why I believe in that. Yeah, so I just think it's kind of strange to, like, take a quiz and be like, oh, well, I'm not libertarian enough in this way, so now I kind of need to change myself to fit that mold.
Yes.
It's just not how I like to live.
If you're trying to be logically consistent and moral and ethical in line with not aggressing and harming others, and you find yourself deficient in an area that's not libertarian, it means in that area you're not being consistent. And you're advocating for some sort of force against another party.
Yeah, it might.
And you should remedy that thinking.
I don't know. I just don't think libertarianism is like the end-all, be-all, like perfect.
Right. You can
moral and ethical consistency.
You can be libertarian without subscribing to the label, and you can get there by being consistently principled.
Then the label would fit.
There are a lot of things that you could argue are consistently principles. Like, yeah, I just to throw out an example, like certain areas of self-defense, like, okay, you could be like, yep, you didn't violate the NAP. Like, that is technically, you know, you acted in self-defense. But I might not agree with that because I might still say, no, in order to, like, try to live, you know, my most authentic, peaceful life, I still wouldn't even necessarily defend myself in that case.
You would still be libertarian for not aggressing, though.
Yeah, but my point is, just because, like, you could value, like, so that was a libertarian thing to do, but I still think it's unethical.
But
so that's
choice,
where the disconnect, right?
But
so,
your choice
so
is
me,
not a non-libertarian thing to do.
Exactly, but to me, the libertarian thing to do was wrong, and it was unethical.
But the
that means I don't like, so that...
No, you're taking it too far. The libertarian thing doesn't... The libertarian position doesn't declare that you must defend yourself against aggression. It just says that you must not aggress.
Right.
But if a libertarian person did something that, and it was still like, okay, that's not a violation of the NAP, that's still like libertarian thinking,
then it falls
I could still
the...
disagree with that and be like, no, you were in the wrong, even though you followed all the libertarian rules.
But you were you would both still be libertarians.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Paul.
No, I apologize. I had a quick question. When you're trying to learn about politics and you're trying to learn about, you know, beliefs and values and things like that, sometimes you follow, with YouTube, you can go in down to a rabbit hole of video.
Before you get to Hoppe.
Yeah, or Cap. The famous economist, Thomas Sowell, do you guys subscribe to him, anything that he believes, or not so much?
Thomas Sowell?
He's great.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, he's got great quotes too, man.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that some of the videos, you know, I mean,
and he started as a communist. There's a documentary on Thomas Sowell that I think might be on YouTube or at least on the torrent sites. You might want to look into that too.
The interview that you said that Ian Freeman did, who was it with, or is it on YouTube?
I don't know. I know it's in the Free Talk Live
archive
feed.
Was it recently, like within the past couple of weeks?
Past month or two.
Okay. Yeah, you should. And if you can't find it on the website, you can check the SoundCloud page for Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And the last thing I'll say before I go, I took the LP.org, the shortest political quiz, and I always, since it's only 10 questions, I always end up wide libertarian, and I just saw that I'm on the LP.org Discord page, and for like their national party, and they finally released like a store where you can get swag. I thought that was pretty cool too.
Right.
But nice. Anyway.
And so another recommendation. If you want to find yourself, if you want to find the path away from the Constitution, look into the writings and videos and audios of Mark Stevens in The Adventures in Liberland. Legaland. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna look up Ian Freeman and Mark Stevens.
Mark with the C.
Before I go.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark with the C. Real quick question. How come, and this is gonna sound like a dumb question, so don't answer me like an idiot, but how come, what is it about the Constitution, that the libertarians don't really appreciate? Is it the structure or what?
No, it's just that it's a failed thing, right? Lysander Spooner, do you know the direct quote, Richie?
The Constitution has either authorized the government we have now or failed to prevent it.
Right. So,
that's deep.
Right. So factually speaking, the Constitution is just words written down on paper. It can't even be considered a contract. According to, every human society's
definition of contract
that exists. And even if it could be considered a contract, it would only be binding to those who signed it, not everybody else.
And those who signed it did not even sign it as parties to the contract. They signed it. They signed it as witness to the contract. So there's no there's no signatories as parties to that governmental contract between nobody and nobody.
Yeah, Lysander Spooner, that's the name of a person, Lysander, L-Y-S-A-N-D-E-R, Spooner, like it sounds, wrote The Constitution of No Authority.
Yep.
That might be a book you want to check out at some point. Put
it
on your
book. It's like an essay.
That's true. But you might want to check that out, too, for more on, what the Constitution actually is.
And continue to call this show with questions that come up.
Yeah,
right.
Because
we will happily, or at least I will happily, set you in the right direction.
I felt so bad for you guys. That first caller, whatever his name is, there was like a minute. There was like a minute in between each word.
Slave.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. We can handle them too.
Okay, so I'm writing these names down real quick before I let you go. Lysander Spooner, Ian Freeman, and then Mark with a C. What was Mark's last name?
Stevens.
Yeah.
Okay. The irony is that I just got a pocket constitution from Dana Lash, compliments of Hillsdale College. That's ironic. Yeah.
I mean, it can be helpful because in our current political system, we operate under the Constitution, right? So it's like if you're trying to play their game and speak their language.
Yeah.
Pointing out when things are constitutional or unconstitutional can be helpful.
So here's a fun thing that I do. I keep my, I used to keep my registration and insurance in a pocket constitution. So when I got pulled over, I would just hand the whole thing to the cops.
I like that.
Oh, that reminds me of those videos.
I might steal that.
Those videos where people get pulled
everybody
over and then they just put the constitution on their window or something.
And I had one cop hand it back and say, I don't need this. And I go, I didn't think you did, but thought it would be helpful.
we'll see about that.
All right, guys.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call, man. Good luck.
And I think calls like that, Paul's, are so great because a lot of people, there's a lot to be learned from that. And, a lot of people do have these questions or maybe don't even know what questions to ask.
Yeah.
So I think stuff like that is super helpful.
Yeah, that's indeed the kind of calls that made this show fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
We are the world. We are the children.
We are the worms.
So let's start living
Is that Whitney?
Michael
Jackson?
No, it's Live Aid.
Oh, okay.
From way back in the day, a whole bunch of superstars got together to raise some money for charity.
So I'm sure Michael Jackson and Whitney were both there.
Yes, they were. Yeah. And Oprah, and I mean, I don't even know who else.
Bono.
A whole bunch of, you know, the top musicians in pop and rock music or whatever.
Hey, Thomas Sowell was there too, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's not likely.
What do you have against Thomas Sowell?
Thomas Sowell is the biggest jerk. Hey, that's Rush Limbaugh's adopted black child, right? Thomas Sowell.
You know, he started as a communist.
There's a guy that's a Republican. Listen to him talk.
Thomas Sowell started as a communist who got a government job and then realized what a mess the system was and corrected his thinking.
He's still and now he's a racist. He's a racist.
Jerome just called a black dude a racist.
Black people.
This is great.
Hey, he's racist because he's black and he hates black people. So he's still a racist.
He hates himself?
He doesn't even hate black people.
Why does he hate black people?
He doesn't.
This is the first time hearing of this.
No, he doesn't. He just recognizes that the corrupt government system is detrimental to the progress of the black community.
That sounds like the opposite of racism.
Yeah, right.
That sounds like he's trying to, lift up people.
Right, but you can't say that in the era of Black Lives Matter, where they're looking for government handouts to better their community.
Ask Thomas Sowell a question for me. Ask him, how is it the same country that gives us the Constitution?
Yeah, next time I'm hanging out with him, he comes over for cards on Fridays. Well,
I'd love to hang out with Thomas Sowell.
I would actually.
He comes over for cake. He comes over for cake and tea.
There's an open invitation to Thomas Sowell. Whenever you want to come over for tea, I'm open to. I will clear my calendar for a conversation with Thomas Sowell.
Oh, he was good buddies with Rush Limbaugh. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
I don't care about Rush Limbaugh.
I've never heard that.
We can go have tea at Rush's grave then.
How do you know that he was good buddies with Rush Limbaugh?
Because Rush Limbaugh always bragged about him. That's why. A lot of conservatives brag about, Thomas Sowell. It's like they brag about, Tim.
He says a bunch of really great stuff?
Yeah, right.
Tell me something he said that wasn't great.
I don't listen to him. Hey, the first time he said it.
You listen to Rush Limbaugh, obviously.
If Rush Limbaugh brags about you, you're a bum.
You listen to Rush Limbaugh, obviously, so why not listen to Thomas Sowell?
Not for much.
He steps out of line of the black narrative propagated by the left.
All right, so what were you really calling to cry about today, Jerome?
Wait, why when I call, I'm crying, man? I'm just bringing up stuff I talk about. Why am I crying?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Why do you call crying? I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
Just Dallas lost.
I guess maybe complaining is complaining a better word?
I mean,
you do call this show to air your complaints, though. Yeah. I mean,
do you want some cheese to go with that wine, Jerome?
That actually sounds delightful.
What time does the trial start tomorrow?
You're
10 a.m.
What time does the fraud trial start tomorrow?
10 a.m.
How much money is Letitia James going to get back for the American people? Because he. I guess for a guy that graduates from business school, he doesn't know how to estimate the value of his property, huh?
Who are you talking about?
Donald John Trump.
Choo-choo!
Who's Letitia Trump?
Hey, Jerome, you may have noticed that here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, we don't really care about Donald J. Trump or Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton.
Did he go to jail
or anybody else?
Was that the next thing we were waiting for?
Can you be in jail? Can you be in jail and be president at the same time?
We're gonna find out. He's gonna win.
Diane Feinstein could be dead and still cast a vote. So you figure that one out.
Hey, if El Chapo can run the mafia from behind bars, so can Donald Trump.
Hey, you leave Ms. Feinstein alone. All right.
Don't. Why? She's a witch.
Speak ill of the dead.
Ill of the dead, man.
She was a witch.
Never speak ill of the dead.
Why? What happens if you do? I just did. What's going to happen?
The wicked witch of the West is dead.
Hail, the witch is dead. The wicked witch is dead.
No, that's not nice, man. That's not nice.
Hey, if she was a nice person, we wouldn't be speaking ill.
Yeah, I would have said it to
her face. Lifetime politician.
She's a hell of a lot nicer than Trump. I know that.
Doubt it.
Doubt. Right. Hashtag doubt it.
We'll see. Can you be in jail and be president?
We're going to find out. I already answered that. Trump's going to win. He's going to be in jail. It's going to be like El Chapo running the mafia from inside the prison bars.
No, he ain't going to be president. I know you're going to vote for him, but he's not going to be president.
Wow. You don't know squat. Yeah, I'm not even registered. I will never be registered.
You know two things, Diddley and squat.
That actually, I think that comment really proved that Jerome does not listen to this show at all.
He pays no attention.
Donald Trump is going to have Donald Trump Jr. do all the stuff on the outside. Right, he's just going to pass him the note through the prison bars and the lawyers, and DJ 2 is going to be like handling business out in the field.
I can't wait to see that.
DJ
Donald John,
DJ T,
yeah, whatever,
Junior.
Hey, yeah,
we'll just call him Junior.
I found a song for Trump that they should play when he goes to like testify on trial.
Like theme music, like WWE style?
You ever hear that Kanye West song, Touch the Sky?
Yeah, it's a good song, actually.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to play that every time they say, well, Trump's getting ready to testify, I'll just play that. Because they're not going to play it in court like they should, but I'll play it.
Fun times at Jerome's house.
Go ahead. That's right. Party on. Party on, guys.
All right, thanks for the call, Jerome. 603-283-6160. He's party on, Wayne. Party on, girl. Okay. I'll party on. Excellent. Wait, no.
It is Rocktober.
That's Bill and Ted.
It is Rocktober.
It is Rocktober, yeah. I was conflating Bill and Ted with
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
It's party time. Excellent. Yeah.
They're not the Wild Stallions.
Although it would have been fun to have like the Wild Stallions appear on an episode of Wayne's World's basement broadcast.
You know what I did learn the other day? Okay, so it's too late now, but apparently when the last Bill and Ted movie came out, the third one, they had for sale a life-sized replica of the phone booth that worked via Bluetooth.
Oh, nice!
But it's like $8,000, and it's probably all. But it's too late now. But that would have been cool.
It would have been cool. It's true.
Just answer your cell phone in the Bill and Ted phone booth.
Circling back to this story about, well, our number two story.
The number two story.
It looks like we'll have to wait to find out more about what happened to this couple who's suing Disney World, claiming their water slide caused them a painful wedgie.
What happens when you go down the Bunga Cowabunga water slide?
Our number three is coming up, and we'll continue talking about our number two story, plus more of your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.